Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's Stevie bringing us back. Miss Stevie Nicks, one of the great singer-songwriters of our time. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Doug Barry. He is the Deputy Director of Global Knowledge Center at Global Markets in the Department of Commerce, author of Exporters, the Wit and Wisdom of Small Business People Who Sell Globally. You can find that at export.gov, also at Amazon. I encourage you to check that out. Doug, thanks again for being here. Doug represents 106 or 7 or 8 commercial services offices in the United States, 75 or more around the world, people who are standing by to help you find prospects in any country in the world, just about help you make sure you do it the right way, so you don't make a mistake. You know what the cultures are, what the expectations are there, what they need, how you can work it out with them, and how to make a sale, and how to get the money back too, right, Doug?
That's right, Jim.
So that's the G, right? That's the global perspective, right?
Yes, it's what I call a new book that's coming out in the first part of the year. It's the 11th edition of The Basic Guide to Exporting.
You have
a copy of the 10th edition.
I do.
And the 11th edition is all new. And in one of the sections, I describe what I call the GEE, which is the Global Entrepreneurial Ecosystem. And what this means, basically, is that the 300,000 U.S. exporters that are currently active in the global marketplace do so often from a very local perspective. That is, their factories or their warehouses or the places where they come up with the ideas, deliver the services, are, you know, in a community somewhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them have taken advantage of local resources that are, you know, within an easy drive from where they're located and where all this business happens. And the reason that they're able to be successful is because they draw upon this local network within the city, within the county, within the state where they actually operate. That's the G.
Well, and, you know, if communities, there are all kinds of people, you know, people live in cities around the country that have, you know, half a dozen industries in that county, and probably half of them are owned by a company in another that is domiciled in another country. They might not even know it, but those companies wanted to take advantage of the local resources in that little county, that little township.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we've heard about these theories of industrial clusters. They exist in the United States. They exist in Germany. And a lot of the industrialized countries have them. And countries that are on their way up to the industrial status, they're looking at these places like Germany and the United States, and they're trying to copy this concept of the clusters. And so there may not actually be like-minded or similar kinds of industries in the same place, but there can be clusters of companies that are in touch with each other and are leveraging each other's brain power and resources, plus the public sector services such as the Department of Commerce and state equivalent that exist there, and of small business development centers is another resource.
And,
they
and
exist
also,
within
and
these
also free trade zones, right?
And free trade zones, and commercial banks with experience, and chambers of commerce,
yep,
and local universities with business departments that have a global perspective.
And there's a lot of them out there.
A lot of them are out there. And so there's also something called the District Export Council. There's one in almost every state. These are Department of Commerce entities, but they're comprised of active exporters who serve the Department of Commerce in a volunteer capacity, and
mm-hmm.
they mentor companies that are interested in exporting but haven't done it yet in that region.
And I like the fact that you're talking about chambers of commerce. Don't forget the EXIM, the AmChams.
The AmChams are also great
country
resources.
American Chambers
yes,
of Commerce, the local American Chambers of Commerce in a local country connected to chambers in the United States.
That's right. So those listeners who are interested in exporting may have started a little bit and are interested maybe in expanding it. You need to tap into this local resource because it will help accelerate your activities.
And the new book coming out, is that going to have more on that?
It really is a whole chapter on the G's, and it's going to be a basic guide to exporting, the 11th edition, available after January.
And we're gonna relaunch that on the show, aren't we, Doug?
Be great. I hope
so.
Yeah,
we absolutely count on that. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Thanks for all you do for small businesses, and especially in the area of helping them put their best foot forward across the borders. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Very happy holidays to you and
too.
Your listeners.
Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, Deputy Director of Global Knowledge Center. That means they got a lot of information there for you at Global Markets Division of the Department of Commerce. And don't forget the books, Exporters, also the Basic Guide to Exporting. Check all those out at export.gov. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.